It's a rare thing when giant global corporations call for more regulation to guide what they can and can't sell. But that's precisely what some major car makers want from the federal government to help drive uptake of electric vehicles. Some say they're disappointed with the newly released electric vehicle policy, saying while it's a step in the right direction, it's a missed opportunity. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
On our way to carbon-neutral mobility for all, with the all-new ID4, 100% SUV.
About 400,000 electric vehicles will be sold by Volkswagen worldwide this year, but not one will hit Australian roads.
There's no real reason for us to bring it to Australia because there's no imperative to bring it here.
Michael Barch is the managing director of Volkswagen Group Australia. He says Europe is the company's focus because manufacturers there face fines if they sell cars with high emissions, and that regulation provides an incentive for companies to make and sell more electric vehicles.
You make much more profit on the car in Europe, but on top of that, you also avoid significant fines if you have a car park that still produces engines that emit CO2 above the targeted EU level.
Michael Barch says change is needed in Australia, and while the federal government's electric vehicle strategy is a small step in the right direction, it doesn't go far enough.
They need to put in place a framework and rules and standards which dictate that the mix of cars in Australia can create only certain levels of CO2 output.
Specifically, he wants legislation changed so that higher polluting cars aren't allowed to be imported.
We're a dumping ground for old engines because it's profitable to do it, and there's no legislative penalty for doing it.
Rival carmaker Hyundai is also calling for more government regulation. Scott Nagar is the Senior Manager of Future Mobility and Government Relations.
We think that emission regulations is key. I think encouraging cleaner vehicles into Australia and encouraging other manufacturers to bring their vehicles here. Having an encouragement, knowing there's going to be a lot of opportunities to sell vehicles here, is really the key that a lot of manufacturers are looking for.
Hyundai is already selling electric vehicles in Australia, but Scott Nagar says the government could be doing a lot more to help build the market.
We do need competition. Competition drives innovation, it drives growth within its industry, and also gives consumers choice. So from a Hyundai perspective, we'd love to see more competition.
Competition will eventually bring the high price of EVs down, but Australia isn't there yet. Car manufacturers are warning the road ahead is unclear without a nationally consistent plan and firm uptake targets. Ben Warren is the National Manager for Electrification and Mobility at Nissan Australia.
One of the most important roles that government play is around setting clear direction to the market on what the short, mid and long-term objectives should be, because this provides direction to industry, not only automotive manufacturers, but energy and infrastructure providers. It gives certainty for private investment into things like charging stations, and ultimately gives direction to consumers. And opens up that conversation.
That conversation about electric vehicles is here to stay. Expect more in the lead up to the federal election. The question from car manufacturers is what more might be done to help Australia catch up.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.